It's time for applying anhydrous in the fall, and there are several folks already doing so. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. Now, applying anhydrous in the fall is a great way to spread out some of the workload, take advantage of really good weather conditions, and maybe even take advantage of some lower anhydrous prices. However, farmers should be aware that there's a potential for higher nitrogen loss in the spring following a fall application. This is due to leaching or nitrification that can happen to anhydrous ammonia after it's applied. Therefore, farmers should wait until soil temperatures are below 50 degrees to minimize these losses. When anhydrous ammonia is applied to the soil, a large portion of the ammonia is converted to ammonium, or NH4+. Ammonium, it can be bound to the soil. This is because ammonium has a positive charge, and the clay and organic matter in the soil is negatively charged. Just like two magnets, the positive and negative charges are attracted. As long as the nitrogen remains in the ammonium or NH4+ form, it does not readily move in most soils, except maybe some sandy soils. Now, when soil temperatures are above freezing, soil microbes convert this ammonium, NH4+, to nitrate. The chemical formula for nitrate is NO3-. So with this negative charge, it's not attracted to the clay or organic matter particles. It's important to note that since this is a microbial reaction, the change from ammonium to nitrate, it's very strongly influenced by soil temperatures. The higher the temperature, the quicker the conversion will occur. Now, depending on the soil temperature, pH, and moisture content of the soil, it can take 2 to 3 months or longer to convert all of that ammonia applied in the late summer or early fall to nitrate. So generally, producers should wait until the soil temperatures are less than 50 degrees Fahrenheit at the depth of 4 inches before applying anhydrous in the fall or early winter. Nitrification does not cease at temperatures below 50 degrees Fahrenheit, but rather the soils will become cold enough to limit that nitrification process. Therefore, the nitrogen form will be in a plus form and more tightly bound to the clay and organic matter particles. I looked through the K-State MesoNet weather, and for most of the last month, the soil temperatures have been at the 4-inch depth below 50 degrees. The exception has been in the last couple of days, where the soil temperatures at 4 inches have increased very slightly to the low 50s. If you'd like to check out the soil temperatures, I have a link posted on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy webpage to the K-State MesoNet. The link for the Sunflower District Agronomy page is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Now, if you have any questions about anhydrous applications, the ammonium or nitrate form of nitrogen, please let me know. You can get a hold of me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, and you can always keep up with what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.